So we'll say in this week in Parshas Ki Seitzei has a record number of mitzvos. A record number of beautiful mitzvos. So one of the mitzvos that the Torah brings down in Parak Chaf Gimel, chapter 23, is the prohibition to charge interest. So the Torah says, "Ula'achicha lo sashich," you may not go ahead and charge your brother, charge your fellow Jew interest. In order that Hashem shall bless you with all of your endeavors. So there's a lot of discussion as to why can't I judge a fellow Jew interest. So of course the most commonly the Sefer Chinuch and others bring down, because it was I'm supposed to view another Jew as family. And just like I wouldn't charge a family member interest for money that I lend them, because again, for family, you try to do a favor. So for every single Jew, we're all mishpacha achat, right? We're all one family, and therefore, again, it wouldn't be appropriate for me to charge interest. So there's a beautiful idea by the Maggid of Mezrich, and the Maggid says something different. He says, tamle isiribis. There's a different reason why you can't charge interest. Listen, this is amazing. Ki Hashem Yisparach wrote, says, sha'adam ya'ase chayil miyegia kapov. So Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to be successful, but he wants us to be successful through our own efforts. Shkine emar, l'man yivarecha Hashem Elokecha b'chol asher ta'aseh. God wants me to be successful, but God wants me to be successful through dynamic activity. V'lo lihios yoshev batel u'mamono misra be'ayidei neshech uribis. God does not want me to become wealthy through charging interest. Because how do you become wealthy through charging interest? I lend out my money, and what do I do? Absolutely nothing. I just sit back and I watch the interest come in. La'achicha lo sashich leman yivarecha Hashem Elokecha b'chol ma'asei yadecha. So therefore the Torah says, do not charge interest. Why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu will bless you b'chol mishlach yadecha. Kedesha b'chasecha tiye al yidei mishlach yadecha. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to be successful. But the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to be successful because we exert ourselves. Wants us to be successful because we put in effort. We'll say an incredible, incredible yisod. But the Ribbono Shel Olam looks for us, looks for from us. And what's amazing, according to the Maggid, both in the world of Gashmius as well as in the world of Ruchnius, is effort. The Ribbono Shel Olam does not demand results from us. The Ribbono Shel Olam demands effort from us. Therefore, don't charge interest. Why? God wants us to be materially successful. But you know how he wants us to be materially successful? Because he wants us to work for it. He wants us to schwitz for it. He wants us to go ahead and roll up our sleeves and exert ourselves for it. This theme, by the way, comes up again in the separate part of the parasha as well. The Torah says, this is early in Parak Chaf Beis, Torah says, "Lo sira es chamor achicha osharo noflim baderech." So don't say, if you see your friend's donkey or his ox, I should say, fall down on the road. So if it's something, don't turn a blind eye. Hakim takim imo, help out, help him lift up his animal. So Rashi HaKodesh says, "Hakim takim imo," I have to help the owner of the animal, imo. Right? What does that mean? Imbalov. I have to help together with the owner. Avalim halach v'yashav lo v'amar lo ho v'alecha mitzvah. Imratzisa litontan. And Barbosa, listen to this. If Reuben, the owner of the animal, says, listen, Silver, you know that there is a mitzvah in the Torah that if you see someone's animal fall down on the ground, you should help it up. You know, you're in serious, desperate need of some mitzvahs. Why don't you go ahead and lift up the animal? Just let me know when you're finished. So what's talach Barbosa? Talach is, in that case, I'm not chayiv to help lift up the animal. Why? Because it's only a din in emo. It's only a din in emo. It's only a din ultimately together with the owner. If the owner is going to exert himself, then what? Then I'm obligated to exert myself as well. So Rav Menachem Mendel of Kotzk, the Kotzker says something amazing. Mikan raya, kan gam legabe hasir shiv misayim la adam in Hashemayim b'tor mitzvos Hashem. Both say, from here we see also about our partnership, our synergistic partnership with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rakim hu atzmo yagea va'ama aleihem. Both say, only if I put in my effort, as Messiah lo min Hashemayim, says the Kotzker something amazing. It's dafka hakim takim imo. When does the Ribbono Shel Olam help me lift up myself? Only if it's imo. So Chosh Baruch Hu says, if you're going to do your part, I'll do my part. You're going to lift yourself up. You're going to exert. You're going to push yourself. Then I will partner with you to get yourself on the right track. But if I'm going to sit on the couch, if I'm going to wait, if I'm going to say, Ribono shel Olam, I'm ready for your inspiration, lay it on me. I'll even put down the remote. Right? That's how much I'm looking for inspiration. God, but do your work. Work your magic. Doesn't work that way. It's only hakim takim. And you could blend these two concepts of the kutzker and of the maggid into one incredible concept. What the Ribono shel Olam wants for us more than anything in life is he wants us not to lend with interest. In other words, he wants us to accomplish things because we put effort into it. Let's say this is an incredible yisod because we live in a society now that is all about minimizing effort. The goal is that I should have to do the least amount of work as possible. Right? They will say, I shouldn't have to shit for a moment when I walk into my house, so therefore, again, I could adjust my thermostat from my car. Now, again, I'm not saying it's a bad, I'm not Amish, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Those are all very nice things, but a person has to make sure that those little time-saving or minimizing things do not bleed in to my hashkafas achayim. It's okay to shvitz for a few moments when you adjust your thermostat. You're going to be okay. You're going to live. Because you know what? A little bit of tircha and a little bit of effort is a very healthy thing. And I take it even a step further. A lot of tircha and a lot of effort is even better. The Ribono shel Olam is telling us if we want to accomplish anything in life, we can't be afraid to work. And we can't be afraid to work hard. If we think that we're just going to sit back and things will happen, they may happen, but that's not what the Ribono shel Olam wants from us. And here's the beautiful thing. If we put in our tircha, if we put in our effort, then hakim takim imo. Here's one thing that is clear. That if I put in the effort to lift myself up, then what? The Ribono shel Olam will help me along. You know, Bosse, as we enter in to the final 2 weeks before the Yom Narod, it's amazing to think that it's the final weeks before the Yom Narod. You know, the Kotzker said that it's in this time of year that if you listen closely enough, you could hear them arranging the chairs in the Beis Din Shel Mala. If you listen, hear them arranging the chairs in the Beis Din Shel Mala. Major days, exciting days, beautiful days, simchadik days, are in front of us. Days in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to grant us another year of life and another year of bracha. But it's during these days that we have to make sure that we possess the correct hashkafas achayim, the correct outlook on life. We can't be afraid to work, both in our ruchnius as well as our gashmius. We can't be afraid for tircha. Don't want things to come easy to us. We want to be able to toil, want to be able to work, because we know that if we're willing to put in our effort in all areas of life, the Ribono shel Olam will partner with us. The Ribono shel Olam will give us his effort. The Ribono shel Olam will be mekayim, hakim, takim, imo. We should be zochem miratz Hashem. That not to be afraid to put in the effort, not to be afraid to exert ourselves, not to be afraid to work hard in any area of life, and in the zuchus of our tircha, the Ribono shel Olam will go ahead and contribute his efforts. We should be zochem to be mekayim within ourselves, the hakim, takim, imo. We should be zochem miratz Hashem to lift ourselves up to the highest of madrigas. We should be zochem miratz Hashem to have the siyata d'shmaya and the partner ship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this beautiful and magnificent endeavor.